The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Sarah Keogh is with me in the Kids Clinic this week. She's a registered dietitian at eatwell.ie. Sarah, good to see you. Thanks a million for coming in. So we're going to talk about e-numbers. What are they?
Very controversial, but actually generally, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, generally absolutely safe. But what they are is an e-number is given to something that would be a food additive. So it's something that's added to food to maybe add flavour, colour, help preserve it or to work as an antioxidant. And when they get an e-number, I often talk about that as e means they've been examined. It's not technically what it is, but it's the idea that they've been checked and approved to be safe generally in foods in certain doses with them. So we use them in lots of different foods. You might see them as colourings in different things.
The first time I ever heard of e-numbers was when I was younger. I don't know, is it still on the market? Roundtree's brought out an ice pop version of the fruit pastilla lolly. Yeah. And a friend of mine told me they weren't allowed to have it
because
there were too many e-numbers in it. And I did not. This was Dutch that this man was talking to me.
It was a big
delicious thing. The Roundtree's fruit pastilla lolly.
And you know, the thing
I'll defend it to the death.
You could go for it. I mean, in fairness, people get terribly excited about them. And we need to look, there's a huge range of them. And obviously we get new research about them all the time. But the vast, vast majority, absolutely safe, totally inert. And even some vitamins that you'll see in foods have an E number. So if you add vitamin C to a food as an antioxidant, it has an E number. But it's the same vitamin C that you might eat in, you know, an orange or something like that. So the fact that something is an E number doesn't mean it's artificial. A lot of natural flavourings will have E numbers. A lot of natural sort of ingredients will have E numbers. So they're not automatically all. People think of them as sort of, you know, terrible chemicals that we shouldn't be eating. But actually, the vast majority of them are absolutely fine.
So, I mean, was there a point in time, is it a bit like kind of the MMR and autism? Was there kind of a campaign against e-numbers?
Oh, yeah. So in the sort of mid to late 90s, there was a book written that was all about how terrible they were. And okay. Avoid them. And, you know,
which is about when the Roundtree's fruit lolly came out.
It would time in with it, you know. But I mean, in saying that, over the years, you know, one of the things about e-numbers is they are examined and the idea is that they are checked. And any studies that come in, like before they go onto the market or before they're allowed into food, they do have a huge amount of testing done. It takes years. And, you know, potatoes would actually fail the testing that food additives have to go through. And that's, you know, if you ever see the green bit on a potato,
yeah,
you all just cut it off. But it's actually, it's quite harmful. If you eat a lot of it, it can cause miscarriage. So we, you know, if you turned up with potato in Europe today, they'd be told absolutely no way are you selling that dangerous item. You know, so that's the kind of level of testing that food additives have to go through. But obviously they, you know, we keep looking at that. And the European Food Safety Authority, which oversees them, you know, literally on a rolling basis, reviews food additives constantly, whether they're sweeteners, preservatives and so on, just checking, is there new science out? Are they safe? Are they not?
So let's talk a little bit about sweeteners, because this kind of gets a bit of attention. A lot of products now like to sell themselves as sugar-free.
Yeah.
And in a lot of people's minds, oh, there's a healthy alternative.
Yeah.
The kids can kind of horse through as much of that as they want and it'll be fine. What's the science behind all that?
There's a couple of sort of threads to pull in.
Okay.
So we'll have a look at some of the sweeteners. I suppose the famous one recently is aspartame. And a lot of parents are nervous about that with children. And I'd see over the years a lot of parents would ask me about it. So it got a lot of headlines last year because it got what we call a 2B cancer rating. So the International Agency for Research in Cancer, they would give cancer ratings to anything from asbestos to alcohol to smoking and so on. So alcohol obviously has a class 1 carcinogenic rating. That means it definitely causes cancer. Class 2A means probably causes cancer at certain doses, and class 2B means possibly at a certain dose. And it's one that they're sort of keeping an eye on. So aspartame got the 2B rating, which means that if you drink more than the safe level, which is about 14 cans of diet drink a day, it's possibly carcinogenic. So
okay, but you need to be drinking 14 cans
of, you know, so the dose is a huge part of it. And just to say to you, aloe vera comes into the 2B possibly carcinogenic rating at high levels as well. So the fact that something is in there doesn't automatically mean it caused cancer. But the headlines were everywhere and everyone got very scared about it. Now, I'm not advocating that we give this to children, but I wouldn't be worried about it. I think the thing that hit the headlines this week was sort of glycerol in sort of slush ice drinks.
That's right, yeah.
Was a big one. And that's a type of, it's a version of sweetener. It helps to kind of look at consistency in it. And the Food Safety Authority had a statement out and they were talking about that for children under 4, it's best if they don't get these drinks. And that for children under 10, to limit them to one a day. Now, very few kids are having more.
I know, when I read that, I thought, it sounds like you're saying you give your kind of 5 or 6 year old a slush puppy a day.
Definitely, definitely not. And let me be very clear for the Food Safety Authority. We're not saying
the Food Safety Authority, feed them slush puppy, just 7 a week. Spread it out wherever you want.
So what they're actually saying is in one day, if they have more than one, and what we do see is these days they're often refillable. If you go to, you know, you go somewhere that's selling them, there's a refillable. So some kids might be having 3, 4, and 5 of them. Glycerol is a laxative and in larger amounts, and it's often used to treat constipation. So what's happening with younger children is if they're having it, it's giving maybe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. And that's where there's a just an advice for parents going, look, keep an eye on these for smaller children. But where we see similar things, you're saying about sugar-free sweets, is sometimes if you have a sugar-free sweet, a compound that's in it is sorbitol, which turns up naturally in food. You get it in apples and pears and things like that. But if you take a lot of it, it does also pull water into the gut, and that gives a kind of a bit of a runny accident with children. So sometimes parents will give kids a whole packet of, say, sugar-free sweets, but if there's a lot of sorbitol in them, that can cause problems.
What all of this kind of speaks to on some level is just how bamboozling ingredients are for parents out there. And I'm not sure, is there any kind of amount of advice that's going to make sense of it?
Not really. I mean, and it's one of those things that if you come back to when we talk about, and I'll be very boring and talk about sort of healthy eating guidelines where we talk about, you know, getting your fruit and veg in, getting your whole grains in, you know, getting your healthy dairy and things like that, limiting the treat foods. And that's where you'll tend to find more food additives in more of your treat foods. But you do find them in even things like bread and things like that. And often it's the raising agents, you know, like, you know, you put bicarbonate of soda into something like bread soda. We do it at home and don't think about it. You add it to something that you're buying in a shop. Now it's an E number, but it's the same thing. So it can be a little bit difficult. But you kind of go, like, if most of the time kids are eating, you know, reasonably well, the odd treat that has a couple of E numbers in it, it will be, won't do them any harm.
Sage advice. Sarah, listen, thanks a million for coming into us. Sarah Keogh is a registered dietitian at eatwell.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.